So we heard from the team that didn't quite get the job done before the break, the Melbourne Stars. Let's have a chat with the team that did get it done. The Sydney Thunder women are the WBBL champions for 2020. And they did it emphatically in the final after a great bowling performance set the game up for them. Jono Deem was watching it all unfold as an assistant with the Thunder. He joins us. Good morning, Jono.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you, buddy. Great to have you with us. Gee, it was a clinic by your opening bowlers in particular, Ismail and Sammy J. Johnson. They really did put in probably the spells of the tournament just at the right time.
They did, mate. They did. We talked about it through the tournament. You know, we probably didn't put our best bowling performance on the board until the last game, which is, you know, fantastic for us. Not so much for the Melbourne Stars, but credit to our girls. You know, they stuck in through the whole tournament. It was a difficult time. There was the ups and the downs of the hub life, and to put a performance on the board like that in the GF, wow.
Yeah, it was something else. And really, I suppose at one stage through the semi, you probably weren't even thinking about final. The Brisbane Heat collapsed, and you found your way through. What was your confidence levels like going into the final?
Look, we knew we were a chance. I think T20 is a funny game, right? It's always the best team of the day in any sport, but you know, anything can happen, as we saw in the semi-final against the Brisbane Heat. You just got to stay. For us, it's about staying in the contest as long as we can. And we knew the Stars have an extremely powerful lineup. You know, they've got some world class players. I think 8 or 9 of them, to be honest. And they're playing the best cricket through the tournament. And the best thing you can do is give yourself a chance in any tournament, and we did that by getting through to the GF, and thankfully Shabs came in and bowled a fast catching spell early, and Samuel Johnson, I don't think they laid that on in her first 12 balls, so it really set the tone for us through that start of the match.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that, Jono, because obviously it was a situation where we had Ismail taking the wickets, but Sammy Jo Johnson, she's such a big personality and she's such a dominant player the way she goes about it, bat and ball. Share us a few insights about what makes her so good.
Oh, mate, you talk about, she's just such an amazing person. You know, she's a rev head at heart. You know, her game day warm-up's gone down and given her V8 a good little rev up. And she's just an amazing person around the group. So she's a bubbly, she's a character. She says it like it is. And she's obviously a big game player. She's won 3 tournaments now.
Yeah.
So, you know, for her to turn up and do the job on the day, it's no surprise, really. But I was so happy for her and the rest of the group, mate. They've been awesome through the whole tournament.
And with her being her, it enables Rachel Haynes to just go about her business, and she kind of goes under the radar in the Australian team, despite her leadership there, and even in the Thunder team, she goes under the radar. She's such an underrated player.
Mate, she's an outstanding leader. She's that type of person that she stands up in front of the group to talk when it's business time and everyone listens. And, you know, she was just fantastic through that whole tournament, and I think you hit the nail on the head before, and you know, said Sammy Joe just being her. We want to encourage the players to be themselves, and you know, that came down from the head coach. Just be yourselves. Everyone has their own unique qualities, and just go out and express themselves. And you know, they did that with a smile on their face, and I'm just stoked for them.
You mentioned off the top, Jono, the challenges of hub life. Can you let us into a few of those? And do you think those little challenges just help galvanise the team?
Yeah. Look, it was, mate. First of all, like CA and everyone involved did an awesome job in setting that up. I can't imagine how hard that would have been. But you know, the time away, earlier tournament, not being able to sort of do the little things that you would normally do, like. Mate, I got to cook a barbecue in the at the later stages of the tournament, and I got to put my own sauce on my own plate. That was one of the highlights. I got to put my tomato sauce on my own. So, you know, the little things that you would normally get in life that we weren't getting, and you know, you see in and around people that you see day in day out, you can't get away. And you know, our group was fantastic, and they set up their own little. You know, they had their own little setup on their level. They had their bean bags. They had, you know, their little games and their little chats, like staying together as a group. And you know, Sammy Joe, for one, was a drive, big driver of that. And, you know, once the sort of time had got towards the end, the restrictions loosened a little bit. You sort of get out and go get a coffee, and that sort of helped helped everyone sort of mindset sort of refresh. And yeah, look, it was. I'm glad to be out. I'm not going to lie, but what an amazing experience.
Yeah, fair enough. It would have been unique. So, what's celebration mode like in a COVID bubble?
Well, look, very similar. You know, we all obviously you can't go out and go out in the town. But you know, the girls went and saw the fans that came to the ground and saw the family, and obviously couldn't give them a hug or anything like that, which is a little bit different. But you know, once that all settled down, the girls went and sat out in the pitch and celebrated, which was awesome to see. And you know, we definitely celebrated in the sheds with a couple of bevvies, and then you know, we were headed back on the team bus, and there was a lot of excitement on the team bus back to the hub, and CA and everyone had put on a food, and we just sat around and basked in the glory. As we deserve to do, and till about the early hours of the morning. I won't tell you how early it was, but a few sore heads yesterday morning, no doubt. Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, you're entitled to celebrate. It was a great performance throughout both finals to survive the semi like you did, find a way, and then really dominate the final. It's a nice way to cap off a great a tournament. The WBBL, as you said, worked hard to make it happen from Cricket Australia's perspective, but it was brilliant. And well done to you and the girls on a fantastic victory, John. I appreciate your time.
No, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.